It is Thursday, and it is time for our weekly look at another Culleton, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest jury recommendations. We are up to number 22, which is the final one under the funding banner. And here to speak with us about it today, as she is every week, Executive Director of Lanark County Integral House, Erin Lee. Thanks for being here, Erin.
Good morning. It's my pleasure, Bob.
It's hard to believe we're through the funding banner here, but here we are into the final one. And obviously, funding is massive for your organizations, but really, it is big for the victims and those who are recovering. And that's what this recommendation speaks to. It's number 22. Just want to remind people that we will be referring to IPV over the course of this conversation. That is intimate partner violence. So number 22. I find this really interesting, and I think it's a magnificent idea. Fund for safe rooms to be installed in survivors' homes in high-risk cases. What a difference that would make.
Certainly. I mean, I think that we know that the movement of technology and the capacity of people to be in their homes, and when women want to stay in their homes but be safer, there is a capacity to look at what kind of technology needs to exist around creating a safe room where people can escape to should they be in harm's way. And I think that survivors deserve the opportunity to explore the capacity of their homes to set up a safe room where they can go to, where they can call for safety, where they can remain safe until somebody comes to take them to a more safe place during a crisis, during a situation where an imminent risk is probable, and somebody is at high risk. And I think it is an important piece for us to consider. It's a relatively new concept for many people, especially in rural communities, because you also require some technology and some formations of things in order to make a safe room in someone's house workable for them and workable for the systems necessary to support the effectiveness.
Yeah, exactly. And those systems, I mean, this goes hand in hand with communications, right? Because people think of safe rooms and a lot of times their mind goes to bunkers, right? And this is sort of like the opposite of that. This is a place where they can go and have constant communication with people who are going to be helping them. It is not a matter of going into a room where you just exist at that point, and then you just sit there and you wait. This is an instance where you go in and the proper people, and again, it goes under the communications that we were talking about in previous recommendations, are in touch with you, helping you, and on the way.
And I think that that's the key, right? The key is to know that there is an existing option that creates an immediate safety plan and safety response for someone that alerts a system that somebody can be confident in, and confident in terms of that immediate response being en route to resolve or to assist in a situation that's become unsafe. And it is hoped often that those types of setups don't have to be used. But in terms of remedies and in terms of looking at safer solutions for victims who are wanting to stay in their homes and navigate their life and their world, it is important for us to explore those realities and to explore the necessary steps and the necessary pieces that need to be engaged in order to provide that for someone. And as you know, technology and change and building is quite an expensive feat. I think obviously criteria needs to be developed in terms of what makes an effective safe room. And then of course, eligibility and funding in order to support that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it is feasible, especially with the advances that they've made when it comes to these safe rooms, not only in the technology can often be a deterrent in itself, because in many cases, if someone were to arrive in a home that has a version of a safe room, they know automatically. They are hearing warnings telling them that the police are on their way. They are hearing alarms. They are hearing all of these things, and those can be deterrents. But the construction of some of these things, you can take an existing room, and by just making some alterations, yes, they can be expensive, you can create a room that may not be 100% fortified, but it is going to slow someone down trying to reach you.
It is absolutely. And I think that, part of safety planning in general, we talk about where is a safe space for you to be? Where's a safer space for your kids to be? We know when we talk about situations and we unpack situations, we'll hear people talk about, going to a certain space in their home, whether that's a bathroom or it's an identified space that they've worked on with their kids in terms of finding a safer space. And so this is taking that elevation approach, right? Elevate the safer space and create safe rooms that we know will be more effective in terms of the well-being and safety of individuals who are at risk. And, we need to look at creative solutions, and this is one of those solutions that should be considered.
Aaron, as always, thank you very much. We look forward to that discussion. We will speak again, my friend.
Very good. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lake 88.1 and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.